Now, while inspiration does very often fall from the skies, stories do not. They take time and energy and thoroughness and sincerity and soul. Not an easy, inexpensive thing to come by these days. We spend hours and days and weeks and months, yes, we can be slow, laboring over matters that matter and words that don't always come so easily, to express just why they do. What does that do for you? Well, all at once, it puts you in the skin of a professor who lives in a past as glorious as it was gory. Of a professor who believes in the reformative and transformative power of education. Of a college dropout dead set on ensuring education is more pleasurable for the generations of the future. Of a mother who makes making money look easy, but knows it's anything but peaches and cream. Of a man who makes a home. Of a man who lives among beasts and has made the wild his home, and somewhere, his purpose. Of a lion who was forced to forsake the wild for something wilder. Of a girl who's lost everything she ever had and is about to gain everything she never had. Of a grandma who tells tales to live more truly. Of a grandma for whom preservation is the act of popularizing philosophies from ancient treatises. Of a girl who wants to run into her dreams like they're waiting for her at the finish line if she makes it there first. And they are. Of a man in a courtroom who writes more than his brief. Of an odd bird who's had enough of the earth. Ironically, from up in space. And with all that space, he's more connected to what he left behind. Of an extraterrestrial earthen being who looks long and hard at what is beautiful, extracting narratives from constructions. Of a girl who dreams with every limb and documents the dreams art lets her see. Of two souls who realize they have to travel longer distances together to come closer, to agree to disagree, to be on the same page even, as infrequently as that may be. Of a star that wants to set the world ablaze with concern and correction. Of siblings that want to feed with love to stay fed and not fed up. Of a chap battling fat and so many other excesses. Waking up to well-being and the challenges around being well. Of a transgender's tryst with fashion. Of a dog who barks and whimpers and you can finally make perfect sense of it whilst also accepting that it made sense for it to. Look, journalism is the most widely consumed and perhaps for that very reason, the most undervalued service to ever be offered. Because there's so much of it going around. You know you'll always have it. You've taken it for granted, haven't you? But not everything you're getting is good. Because the creation of good is a thorough process. The right research, more mindful analysis, shining the light on everything it's unfair to keep in the dark. We're taking that rough road with our voices shaking or croaking or just about producing a shout. We're bridging a major disconnect here that readers often experience with those they read about. With empathy as our modus operandi, we're establishing a connection between reader and content, reader and character, listener and script, listener and speaker, a web the Shout Network strives to create between people with stories to tell and those with stories to read or heed. Nothing like us has ever been around. And let's face it, we can't live on compliments, although we love them, or air, although we breathe it, or Oreos, although we pretend it's brain food to keep us going. We need you to subscribe, because no shout should sell itself short. When you buy a subscription, you support journalism for the service it provides to the world. We're only asking you to go premium because we want to stick around. We want to bring more meaningful matter to the fore. We want to make an impact without making any grand celebrations, because this is a service we want to provide to the world.